This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last week was a tough one for the exploding hoverboard market. 500,000 of them were recalled after almost 100 incidents of batteries catching fire or the aforementioned explosions. The Consumer Product Safety Commission also said that from here on out, all hoverboards ought to be UL certified, the letters UL, which raises the very natural question of what UL is and how come it gets to decide. Gigi Duban explains now from Birmingham, Alabama.
I went around downtown Birmingham asking people one random question.
Have you ever heard of UL or UL certified?
I think I remember seeing something like that on the electrical parts, but outside of that, no.
No, not aware of it at all.
UL stands for Underwriters Laboratories, as two other people pointed out. They work in the insurance industry. The rest of us only have a vague notion, if any, of what this company does. Fact is, UL is all over your house.
We estimate there are about 125 UL marks in the average American home.
John Drangenberg is the consumer safety director for UL. The company is based just outside of Chicago and has 94 labs around the world. In those labs, testers make sure your TV doesn't explode, your toaster oven doesn't spark, your hairdryer doesn't melt your scalp. This company started with lights 122 years ago.
There was a World's Fair in Chicago in 1893. And as you know, World's Fairs highlight the new innovations of the day.
At the time, it was the light bulb. But there were no electricians, so prepping for the fair, workers would slap up some lights and just nail wires into the wall. Of course, there were fires everywhere. The promoters got nervous, and they called in an expert from Boston.
His affiliation was the Board of Fire Insurance Underwriters.
That was William Henry Merrill, who later founded UL. Today, the company tests more than electrical stuff. There's an entire room at UL where every day testers burn roof shingles over and over. UL develops these safety standards along with manufacturers and the government and tests for them. About 22 billion UL marks land on products every year. But as Kenneth Ross, a product safety attorney, points out,
the limitations of UL are that you can have a UL-listed product, but that doesn't mean that it is safe.
That just means the UL-tested component of the product is safe. Take the hoverboard battery, for example. The UL-certified one might not explode, Ross says. But that doesn't mean you can't still hover your way right into a wall. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.